Chapter 13. Keeping in Shape. Driving is one of the most complex things that people do. To do it well takes a lot of skill and judgment. When you are a new driver, it takes all the ability you have. If anything happens to lower your physical or mental ability, you cannot drive as well. Your ability to drive is affected by drinking, alertness, drugs, health, combining drugs and/or alcohol, emotions, vision and hearing. Drinking and driving. In Kentucky, intoxicating beverages, beer, whiskey, wine, etc., are involved to some extent in some 40% of collisions fatal to pedestrians, about 48% of collisions fatal to drivers, and a factor in 72% of the fatal collisions in which only one car was involved. Nationally, thousands of people die each year in alcohol-related collisions. If you drink even a small amount, your chances of having a collision are greater than if you were not drinking. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? When alcohol enters your stomach, it goes directly into your bloodstream and then to all parts of your body. It reaches your brain in 20 to 40 minutes. Alcohol affects those parts of your brain that control your judgment, vision, and skill. As the amount of alcohol increases, your judgment, vision, and skill deteriorate. You have trouble judging distances, speeds, and movement of other vehicles. Finally, you have trouble controlling your vehicle. What is your limit? The minimum blood alcohol concentration at which a person is presumed to be under the influence of intoxicants in the state of Kentucky is 0.08%. The minimum blood alcohol for CDL drivers is 0.04%. The 0.08 level is a per se violation, which means that it is illegal to operate a vehicle in Kentucky with a blood alcohol concentration at that level. Under this definition, a prosecutor does not have to prove impairment of the driver. The level for DUI for those under 21 years of age remains at 0.02%. Blood alcohol concentration is determined by a breathalyzer or other chemical tests. Under the influence means that due to drinking alcoholic beverages, a person has lost, to some degree, the clearness of mind and self-control that he would otherwise possess. Loss of judgment, vision, and skill may occur long before obvious symptoms of intoxication. Even one drink will affect your driving. Experts advise that it takes your body approximately 1 hour to burn up 1 ounce of alcohol. What if you have too much? There is no way to sober up quickly. Coffee, fresh air, exercise, or cold showers will not help. Sleep will not help either, except to pass the time. Time is the only thing that will sober you up. What if the law enforcement officer stops you? If you are stopped by a law enforcement officer, you may be asked to take a chemical test of the alcohol in your body. Under the implied consent law, anyone who operates a motor vehicle in Kentucky consents to take a chemical test if arrested for DUI, driving while under the influence of intoxicating beverages or other substance which may impair one's driving ability. If you take the test, the reading will be used in court as evidence. If you refuse, your license may be revoked even if you are not convicted of the DUI charge or any other violations. Law enforcement will signal that you are being pulled over by following your vehicle with emergency lights activated. Acknowledge the officer and make clear your intentions to stop by activating the vehicle's flashers and pull over to the right side of the road, as soon as you can, in a safe manner. As you prepare to stop with your flashers on, think safety first for both yourself and the officer while considering surrounding traffic and environmental hazards. Try to stop in a location with a wide shoulder so passing traffic is not a danger, as well as leaving room for the officer to approach your vehicle. If it's nighttime, look for a well-lit area if possible. Parking lots and well-lit side streets are good options to pull over, if available nearby. While trying to find a safe place to pull over, do not travel a long distance or take several minutes to stop your vehicle as law enforcement could perceive that as potential fleeing behavior. If you need to cross multiple lanes of traffic to pull over to the right-hand side of the road, please do so safely. Once you stop your vehicle, follow these steps to ensure your safety and that of the officer. Turn off your ignition. Completely roll down your driver's side window. Keep your hands at the 10 and 2 o'clock positions on your steering wheel. do not start searching for your driver's license, registration, and insurance information until the police officer asks you to do so. When asked to do so, provide the officer with your driver's license, registration, and insurance information. Do not get out of the car unless you are directed by an officer to do so. If it's dark outside, turn on your interior dome light. If you are issued a ticket, do not argue with the officer and be polite. Be cordial and courteous while maintaining a conversational tone. Remain composed and focus on what the officer says while maintaining eye contact. Roadside traffic stops are not the proper method to direct complaints or resolve disputes. There are various reasons why an officer could ask you to get out of your vehicle. This does not guarantee that you are being arrested, or even accused of a crime. If the officer requests for you to get out of the vehicle, it is for your safety and theirs. Carefully follow all instructions you are given. Even if you believe you have not committed a violation, there may be a crime that was committed involving a vehicle with a similar description. Law enforcement will investigate and determine if any violations have been committed. Be patient and consider the time it takes for the officer to investigate and arrive at a conclusion. Once the officer has indicated the traffic stop is finished, please follow these steps while driving away to ensure your safety and that of the officer. Wait for the officer to return to the police vehicle. Be aware of traffic and your surroundings. Use your turn signal. Watch for departing police vehicle. Obey all traffic laws. Aggravated circumstances. Mandatory jail time will be waiting for anyone convicted of DUI while operating a motor vehicle in excess of 30 miles per hour above the posted speed limit. Operating a motor vehicle in the wrong direction on a limited access highway. Operating a motor vehicle that causes a collision resulting in death or serious physical injury. Operating a motor vehicle while the alcohol concentration in the operator's blood or breath is 0.15 BAC or more within 2 hours of cessation of operation of a motor vehicle. Refusing to take a blood, breath, or urine test requested by a police officer. Operating a motor vehicle while transporting a passenger under the age of 12 years old. Repeat offenders. Drivers convicted of a second or subsequent DUI will forfeit their license plates to the courts during the period of time in which the driver license is suspended. The court may order an ignition interlock device to be installed on the violator's vehicle after the driver serves a suspension period of at least 1 year. The ignition interlock device prevents a driver from operating that vehicle if the driver's breath alcohol concentration exceeds 0.02. Presumptions of law. KRS 189A.010. Percent blood alcohol under the influence. 0.00 to 0.02 presumed yes under 21. 0.00 to 0.05 presumed not. 0.06 to 0.07 no presumption. 0.08 or more presumed yes. Drugs. Almost any drug can affect your driving skill. This is true of prescription drugs and drugs you can buy without prescription. Most drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, allergy, or to calm your nerves can make you drowsy and can affect your control of the vehicle. Most pills, uppers, and diet pills may make you more alert for a short time, but later, they can make you nervous, dizzy, and unable to concentrate. They can also affect your vision. Studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes and are arrested more often than other drivers. Also, their eyes have more trouble adjusting to headlight glare. Combining drugs and alcohol. Combining alcohol and drugs, even over-the-counter drugs, is very dangerous, and the results of this combination are unpredictable. Your driving ability may be impaired, and in certain combinations, alcohol and drugs may result in death. You should avoid taking any drugs before driving, which is labeled may cause drowsiness or dizziness. Kentucky law prohibits driving under the influence of alcohol and/or other substances that may impair one's driving ability, such as prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs. Vision and hearing. Good vision is necessary for driving. Most of what you do behind the wheel is based on what you see. Seeing clearly. If you cannot see clearly, you cannot judge distance or spot trouble, so you will not be able to do anything about it. Good side vision. You need to see out of the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles creeping up on either side of you while you are looking straight ahead. Judging distances. You can see clearly and still not be able to judge distances. Good distance judgment is important in knowing how far you are from other objects. Good night vision. Many people who can see clearly in the daytime have trouble seeing at night. Some people cannot make things out in dim light. Others may have trouble with the glare of headlights. It is important to have your eyes checked every year or two. You may never know about a slowly developing vision problem unless your eyes are checked periodically. Hearing is more important to driving than many people realize. Your hearing can warn you of danger, the sound of horns, a siren, screeching tires, etc. Sometimes you can hear vehicles that you cannot see. Hearing problems, like bad eyesight, can occur so slowly that you do not notice them. Drivers who know they are deaf or have hearing problems can adjust. They can learn to rely more on their visual abilities. Someone with a hearing problem who does not know it is taking a chance each time he drives. A person may never know about a hearing problem unless he has his hearing tested periodically. Alertness. When you are tired, you cannot drive as well as you do when you are rested. Decisions are slower and more difficult to make, with a tendency to become upset easily. There is always the chance you will fall asleep behind the wheel. To keep from getting tired on a long trip, get a lot of rest before you start, a normal night's sleep. Do not take any drugs that can make you drowsy, even the night before you start. Do not drive long hours. Driving straight through can be dangerous if you are tired and sleepy. Set a common sense limit of 300 to 400 miles a day. What good does it do to drive straight through if you fall asleep when you get there? Take regular rest stops, even if you are not tired. Switch off with another driver every hour or so. Stop for coffee or a soft drink every 100 miles or every 2 hours. Keep shifting your eyes from one part of the road to another. Look at objects near and far, left and right, and check the speedometer. Roll your window down to get some fresh air. If none of the above suggestions seem to help you stay awake, the best thing to do is pull off the highway at the first rest stop. A short nap may be enough to refresh you. Health. Any health problem can affect your driving, a bad cold, infection, or a virus. Even minor problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can also affect driving. If you are not up to par, let someone else drive. Driving under the following conditions can be very dangerous. Epilepsy. In Kentucky, a person subject to seizures is not allowed to drive unless a physician certifies that the individual has been seizure-free for 90 days and is under medical supervision. Diabetes. Diabetics on insulin should not drive when there is any danger of going into shock. This danger could result from skipping a meal or snack, or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. It is a good idea to have a friend or relative drive for you during times when your doctor is checking and adjusting the insulin dosage. Anyone with diabetes should also have regular vision exams to check for possible night blindness. Heart condition. People with heart disease, high blood pressure, or circulatory problems should be especially cautious when driving. Be aware of the potential for blackouts, fainting, or heart attack. Emotions. Emotions can have a great effect on your driving. You cannot drive well if you are worried, excited, afraid, angry, or just depressed. Emotions are hard to control. Here are a few tips. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. Do not drive until you have control of your emotions. If you are worried or depressed about something, try to take your mind off it. Listen to the radio. If you are the impatient type, plan on allowing for delays by allotting extra time to reach your destination. This will tend to keep you from speeding or driving recklessly, which could result in a collision or traffic ticket. Learn not to become upset when other drivers make a mistake or take advantage of you in certain driving situations. Getting mad can only cause you to make similar mistakes. If you are angry or upset with another person or driver, don't vent your feelings through use of your vehicle. When you drive, be calm and stay calm. Aggressive driving and road rage. Aggressive driving and road rage are not the same thing. Road rage is uncontrolled anger that results in violence or threatened violence on the road. Road rage is criminal behavior and shall not be tolerated. Aggressive driving includes tailgating, abrupt lane changes, and speeding. These potentially dangerous behaviors are traffic offenses, but are not criminal behavior. To prevent the occurrence of road rage, drive safely and be courteous to other motorists. Don't tailgate, cut them off in traffic, or engage in other aggressive driving habits. If you should become involved in a road rage incident, do not retaliate or engage in an argument with the enraged driver. You will only worsen the problem. For your safety, you should safely pull off the roadway in a well-lit, public area and call for police assistance. Distracted, inattentive driving. Being distracted from, or not giving full attention to your driving, could result in serious consequences. Recent statistics in Kentucky reveal that over 45% of all collisions are attributed to distracted, inattentive driving. Some causes of distracted, inattentive driving are eating, looking for things inside of your vehicle, reading, talking on your cell phone, texting. Distractions cause drivers to react more slowly to traffic conditions. They fail to recognize potential hazards such as debris in the roadway, or they fail to see the car in front of them stopping. While you are driving, your full attention is required. By not paying attention to the traffic conditions ahead, you are a collision waiting to happen. You should be continuously scanning the roadway ahead of you, preparing to take evasive action if necessary. In accordance with KRS 512.070, littering is a Class A misdemeanor. This could pertain, not only to our highways, but to any public or private property and waterway.